Amen. God bless you this morning as you give. All right. Well, as I said earlier, we're glad to have Corinne Feltman with us. And she has come and she's going to share an update. So I'm going to turn this thing on. And Corinne, we're glad that you're here. The Lord bless you. So, amen.
I'm still out of breath from dancing to that last song. So, I don't know where I should be. Good morning, everybody. I love to see everybody here. This is actually one of the highlights of every trip home, is to come to Family of Faith Fellowship. I just love you guys so much. And I have a lot to share this time, so I'm only going to take about 15 minutes of your time, but I'm going to try to tell you about what's been going on the last year and what's going on coming up. And I think I have a PowerPoint this time. There you go. All right, so mission to Nepal and Mongolia, and I'll tell you about that because we've expanded our mission just a little bit. So those of you that don't know me, I am Corinne Feltman. I've been in Nepal now for almost 12 years. It's been 11 and a half years. It'll be 12 years in January. I went to fight human trafficking through girls and women's empowerment programs, and so I'll tell you about the things we're doing with that. And this is our village women's group, and that was Christmas, this last Christmas. Our village women's group is a group of women that sew different things. We sew washable, reusable, eco-friendly sanitary pad kits that we donate for free to the girls in schools. We've done thousands of those in the last few years. That allows the girls to go to school every day and pass their exams and have a better future and a better education. The women also make beautiful handicrafts, and we will have a sale after. We'll pull those tables together up here, and we'll have a sale after the service. And you can support them. These are the items that are in the U.S. We have a website, but we're trying to sell everything that's here so that the women have more work after the monsoon to replace those items with new seasonal items. So everything you buy will allow the women to work again after monsoon. So there's the sanitary pad distribution. We're still doing that. We have expanded to not only the schools, but also to women and girls that are affected by natural disasters and poverty. So that is a group in the Terai, which is the bordering area with India, and we gave 420 women sanitary pad kits there. We also sell them for cost to the other organizations that are doing this kind of work in Nepal. So we're just trying to bless as many people as possible. So we also... Mongolia. Well, I'll tell you a little bit more about Nepal before I go on to Mongolia. I don't remember actually which slides are where, so bear with me. I put that together this morning. So we also have a scholarship program, and we now have 95 children in at-risk for human trafficking villages in that scholarship program. So... yeah, so we went from 0 to 32 to 45 to 50 to now 95. So that is, it does help them go to school just like the sanitary pad program does. Most of these children, if they don't get a scholarship to stay in school, will be sent abroad to work to bring money home for their family. As young as 12 years old, they're maids in people's houses in the Middle East, and they're by themselves. And you can imagine what a high-risk thing that is for young girls and young women. And some of them get sold into sex trafficking. Some of them just get abused. A lot of them commit suicide or die. And so it's just a really great way to keep them. They get honor by getting a scholarship. It's an honor shame society. And so far, none of the children in our scholarship program since 2016 have been sent abroad. Every one of them has stayed in school. So thank you. All right. So in addition to my work in Nepal, I am also serving in Mongolia. And the reason for that, as many of you know, getting a visa to be in Nepal is very laborious, very expensive, and not set. Like every year you don't know if you're going to get it. But a tourist visa is really easy to get in Nepal. However, you're not able to stay the full year on a tourist visa. But in Nepal, we have monsoons right now, and the village area where I am, we are not working during the monsoon. One, we don't have enough work for the women to sew all year. So also, this is their planting and harvesting season because it's the rainy season in Nepal. But with the rainy season comes landslides and roads wash out and flooding, and it's a really dangerous place to be. Lots of people die in our region every year during monsoon because of the conditions. So I am usually in Kathmandu during that time waiting to be able to get back to the village. So I thought, why don't I be productive and creative and share fields. And so I am still in Nepal, but I'm there October, November, December, January, February, March, sometimes into April with my tourist visa. And then I am now helping with World Vision in an area right on the border of Russia and Kazakhstan and India up in the northwest of Mongolia. And I'm helping them 3 to 4 months a year. And I have a 3-year commitment with them. I finished my first year this year, and I'll show you a little bit about what I'm doing in Mongolia. So I said, Toto, we're not in Kansas or Nepal anymore. This is legit Mongolia. They do eagle hunting. They're out on horseback with their eagles looking for foxes and whatever. I don't know. It's amazing. And that's my house, actually. I live in what's called a gerd. So yurt is the Russian word. Gerd is the Mongolian word. And that is my home while I'm there. It's kind of like an air fryer or a crock pot inside as it gets warm. So picture that and me inside it. I did several things. I will be working with World Vision doing girls and family protection, family development, that type of thing. But their program, they're still setting up. So I didn't do that this year. This year, I did multiple things. And the biggest thing I did was English speaking clubs. So I gathered with the children that had limited English. English speaking clubs is kind of generous. I would speak at them and they would look at me, and often they would mimic back what I said but have no idea. On the day they graduated, I was like, how are you? And half of them were like, and I thought, we've been doing this for 2 months and they still don't know what how are you means. Like, God bless them. So anyway, these are the children in one of the church camp English speaking clubs. I was doing 5 days a week, but I was doing speaking clubs in 3 schools, 1 college, and 2 churches. And so this was one of the church camps. Those kids actually did speak. They got certificates completion. Even if they had no idea what I was saying, I gave them a certificate, and they love that, man. And they all got English names, which they thought was the coolest thing in the whole world. It was because I cannot understand nor pronounce their names, any of them. So they gave me a Mongolian name, which is Zaya. I chose the easy one. And I said, who wants an English name? And they're like, we. So I chose like Mike and Sue and Ann. And so they all wanted their English names on their certificate. It was the cutest thing. Does anybody want to hear some Mongolian? Okay. Mininir Karin, which is my name is Karin. Bi Amerik Khun, which means I am American. Bi Mongol Hesh Midgwe. And that means I do not speak Mongolian. So. All right, so we also did a women's group training. So when I was there last year on a vision trip, we went down to an area that has a women's group similar to ours. So our women's group in Nepal has about 8 women sewing right now, and then myself and Esther, who's my Nepali project partner, and she now owns the business that does this. They have a group with 7 women, and they're felt making, and so that's what they do kind of to support the women there. So they are mostly a Christian group. I will go back and say that the women's group in Nepal, most of them are not believers, but we do have a pastor, a woman who's a pastor of one of the churches up there in our women's group, and one other Christian besides myself and Esther, and we have started, you know, it's slow. You think you're going to go and just, right, set the whole village on fire and everybody's going to be believers. It's slow. But now we pray every morning, and the women, even the ones that aren't believers, have started alternating the prayer. So it's my turn today. Oh, sorry, I'm spitting. I'm excited. But it's like, it's my turn today. And, you know, so they will pray now. And they've decided not to use the Hindu words for God because they didn't want to offend our God or Jesus. And they come to us and ask us for prayer now. If somebody's sick, they will come to our group and ask us to go. Because they said, we know that your God works. We know that he's, right? They're like, we know the power in your God. We're not willing right now to practice that because culturally this will not be taken well, but we know that your God's the one that answers prayers. So we are there, and that picture at Christmas, every one of those women went to church with us at Christmas, and every Christmas party I tell a ridiculous Christmas story, and we act it out, and we have the whole pregnant and the whole bit with knocking on the doors looking for a place, Mary and Joseph, and they love it. We play games. So it's just, we started out digging up rocks, pulling weeds. Now we're starting to plant some seeds, and they're starting to sprout. So just keep praying for that group. All right, so back to this. I told this women's group about my women's group and the work we do with the sanitary pad kits, and they were like, we want to learn how to do that. So I took Esther to Nepal, to Mongolia from Nepal, and it empowered her to do a training with the women there and taught them how to make washable, reusable, sanitary pad kits, back one. So, yeah, go back one. Yeah, so Esther is here in the blue and white shirt, and she's in there in the blue and white shirt. This is the women, their women's group, and she is showing them what's in the sanitary pads and teaching them. They learned so fast, and we just taught them. They sewed one piece at a time. And I was really happy to be able to empower her and allow her to travel. And also, I just went and set them up. I helped her with the training for the first 2 days, and then I left her for 2 weeks, and she did it herself. And now we had to buy 3 full round-trip tickets. Don't ask, because of the difficulty with visas for foreigners to travel other places. So that was really expensive and a learning experience, but God was still at work in that. So, okay. So they are now making washable, reusable, eco-friendly sanitary pad kits to serve the herding families in Mongolia. They have nomadic herding families that live in those gers, those yurts way out in the middle of nothing, and they can't buy sanitary pads. They have nowhere to throw them away, so they're going to sell and give those to those women. I also did women's health workshops. A lot of you might know I've written like women's health books and things like that. I'm an ER nurse by trade and a kind of a holistic health person by nature. I taught about nutrition. I taught about health. We did an exercise thing together where we danced. It was called Body Groove, and we got some exercise on. I cooked them a Nepali meal and did a cooking demonstration. That was a plant-based meal. In Mongolia, they eat meat and dairy, that wrapped in wheat. And I am dairy-free, meat-free, and gluten-free, so holy crap. But I made them lentils and rice and vegetables, and they loved it, and they're all kind of making some variations 1 day a week. Most of them have said they want to improve their health. So, all right. So that was the nutshell of the work in Nepal and Mongolia. If you would like, I'm going to go on to the rest of this, but if you would like to be on my email newsletter list, which would just be such an honor. I have a sign-up sheet on the back where all your stuff is on that table. If you could write your name and your email legibly, I will add you to that. And I don't send a bunch of emails. My monthly newsletter comes out 4 or 5 times a year. So you're not going to get overloaded. So here comes the bride. If anyone, and it says introducing Kenan Slate. So if anybody remembers the last time I was here, I was talking about being single and how that was kind of, that was my calling and I couldn't find anybody because I lived in Nepal. Well, guess who's getting married? Me. At 57 years old, this is my first marriage. It is his last. We always say it's our first and last. It's my first, it's his last. So, okay. So this is Kenan. So in November, we met, I won't tell you the whole story, but as friends of friends on Facebook, we had mutual Christian friends that we both really respected, and through them, we connected. He flew out to Nepal to visit me in 2024. There he is with me. That's him with me and my Nepali family. They love him. They have told me that if I don't marry him, he can come back, but I cannot. So I am going to marry him because I want to go back to Nepal. And then in February, we went to Lisbon and he proposed. And we are now, she said yes to the dress. I'm going to get married on September 21st in Idaho at his parents' house. November 15th in a blowout wedding in the village, because you don't think the village is letting me get married in the U.S. without going to Nepal. So that's actually a big, crazy wedding. And then to be determined is in 2026 when I come back, we'll have a vow renewal, but my friends and family here are not even invited to the one in Idaho because it's so small. So I will have a ceremony in Kansas. All of you will be invited. Everybody is welcome to come to that. We will have another wedding. We're going to have a wedding in Mongolia too, in traditional Mongolian clothes. We decided we're not going to get 50 years together. So we're just going to get married in every country we live in, and we're going to take lots of photos. So here we go. Do I have anything else? I don't really remember what's on there. Is that it? Oh, okay. Oh my gosh, I actually kept to 15 minutes. I'm so good.